You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough for
you? You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. I made $100,000 in 2 months by the time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome back to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is, it's not the world, it's you. Okay, so here's the thing. We are basically going through this pandemic that's been going on. I haven't done any podcasts for a while. I had taken a hiatus due to some things in the way the business was going and the direction that we were taking it. But now as I come back into this place of making these podcasts, I've got a ton of requests wanting you guys to have me do these podcasts. Interestingly enough, everything I've ever done in business, the podcast has been the most consumed. So since this is where your attention is, since this is what you're listening to, since this is what makes a difference for you, I will continue to do these per your request. Now, at the time of me making this, we're going through the coronavirus, as I said, with absolute stay-at-home lockdown. Everybody is supposed to be locked down. There's supposed to be social distancing. And it's so interesting to me, as this comes, you know, so many people are just beside themselves. They don't know what to do. You must stay at home with the people that you love. You must stay at home with your family, or you must stay at home by yourself. And people can't deal. Their boat is knocked over. Like, what is that? All of a sudden, there's certain, you know, some businesses can stay open, some can't. The larger businesses are having to fire people and have them stay home and all this kind of stuff. And this is where the brand that I've created for you comes into play. It's not like find the easy route. It's find a way. And in times like this, what I want you to know is you can still find a way to win in your business, in your life, in every aspect of your business and life. You can still find a way to win. But the thing that I want to address specifically on this podcast is, why do you get off, like, why do you get on tilt? Like, I can't deal. Like, have you considered that there's something that has been trying to speak to you, but you haven't been listening? And now the world has basically shoved you, pushed you into a place where you are forced to calm down, stop for a minute, and listen. Has it ever occurred to you that this might be a possibility or an opportunity for you to open up a new door in your life? Look, I know you've got goals. I know you've got these big ambitions, and you've been working your face off to get to them. And sometimes that doesn't gain traction. Sometimes, you know, you work really hard and you're not getting anywhere. You're spinning your wheels. You're on that hustle hamster wheel. I want to invite you to consider, like, this opportunity that we have is an opportunity to love more. It's to appreciate even just the little date nights that you can go on, to appreciate all the things, to appreciate the person that knocks at your door. Oh my God, I can actually talk to another human being. Like, that's the biggest thing that I'm hearing right now. So people will get on Zoom, they'll get on Skype, there's an old one. They'll get on Zoom, they'll get on FaceTime, those kinds of things. And they'll be like, oh my God, it's so great to talk to another human being. Well, I see these two groups happening inside of our society right now. The one group is completely on tilt. They don't know what to do with themselves because they're forced to confront the reality of what their business and life is. Ultimately, you know, I coach a lot of salespeople, a lot of business owners, and ultimately what you'll find is a lot of times their business is not where they want it to be, and they keep focusing on the business, but really the focus is at home with their spouse or their partner or with their kids or with their relationships, with their friendships. That's actually where the damage has been done, yet they're trying to look over here at their business and grow it over there, but for some reason it just won't grow. But that's because you have these ties back at the household that just need, they need mending, or vice versa, right? Sometimes your business is tanking and you spend too much time on your friendships and your family and all that kind of stuff. So the business tanks and vice versa. Everything affects everything. But my thing that I wanted to bring to you today, my lesson that I wanted to bring to you today is this. Even in times like this, you have an opportunity. And I suspect if you're still listening to this podcast right now, it is an opportunity to explore you. To step into the quiet, to step into the silence, and just listen for a second. Like, my life personally has not changed at all. Not my business, not my life. Now, I can't say the same thing for my friends and family. They're on tilt too. They're like, I don't know what the deal. CNN just said this. Fox News just said that. And yet, right now, currently, I'm walking in the middle of chaos with complete calm, complete certainty, complete confidence. I've been this way since the days of baseball. If you followed me every time, you know I played professional baseball and I played baseball my whole life. When the odds would go against me, when the odds would stack up, when things would get crazy, that's when I get calm, that's when I get quiet, that's when I get dialed. That is a trained mechanism inside of me. And as such, right now, I've got a very high level of fulfillment. I've got a very high level of production. There's things that are coming to me that I've been looking for the last 3, 4, 5 years. And it's because of this, my friend. This is what I want you to consider. What if you just stayed true to your center? What if you didn't let other people's lack of balance affect your balance? What if you just made yourself your mental point of origin rather than listening to the game of what I call the game of 1,000 things? The game of 1,000. Isn't it interesting that you have to stay home and yet the world is still noisy? What if this was the time for you to stop listening to the good opinions of other people? To break the addictions to being liked, to break the addictions to being fearful and afraid and buying into the game of 1,000 things. And what I mean by that is on this planet, there's just a game of 1,000 things. There's greed, there's envy, there's resentment, there's all these different things, these noise, jealousy, all these different things out there. Oh, I need the car. I need this. I mean, I could list it forever. That's why it's called the game of 1,000 things. But as you step out into the world, whether that be on your mobile device, on your computer, or physical reality, there's a fear. You can feel it when you go to the grocery store. You can feel there's a presence of fear. People are looking at you like, oh my God, don't look at me. Don't touch me. Like, they're just fearful in an attacking mode. And my question is basically this. This is the whole point of this podcast that I want you to consider. As your coach on this podcast, I just want to ask you, how are you showing up? How are you showing up on a daily basis? How are you showing up for your family? How are you showing up for your friends? How are you showing up for your clients? How are you showing up for your business? How do you show up when things get crazy? You know, there's a lot of people that talk a really good game when things are easy. They talk really good and you think, wow. But then when you look under the hood or you get behind the curtain, it's just the Wizard of Oz. It's just some dude pulling levers. Some of these massive companies that you see with these big gurus with the G5 airplane. Watch. Right now, we're going through a cleansing, I believe. A separation of the producers and the real players in the game and the pretenders. And the pretenders are being exposed. And that's for another podcast. You know, are you a player? Are you a pretender? But right now, I just want to ask you, how are you showing up? Are you centered? Are you calm? Are you cool? Are you a collected leader? Or are you getting in the drama line with everybody else? Getting lost in the game of 1,000 things. Getting lost in the stories. That's why it's called a story. You can make it up either way. This can be apocalyptic. This is the end. Or it could not be. How you showing up. And how you show up ultimately determines who you will become. You know, I had this revelation just this morning about I had been playing small. And it's basically the language patterns that I was using that made me recognize, wait a minute, who the hell even said that? And I want you to kind of look at that. I want you to start to put these things under the microscope. Is this an opportunity? Is this a liability? And if this is an opportunity, my friend, here's my question. an opportunity to do what? An opportunity to look at life in a different perspective, an opportunity to engage in a frame of life that you did not have access to before, a chance to slow down for a second. I'm not saying that the dangers of what is physically going on in the world are not real. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is you can create the experience of this however you want it. And that is going to be determined by how you show up. Who are you committed to being? Are you committed to being a leader or a lemming? You remember what a lemming is? They follow everybody. If somebody jumped off a cliff, you jump too, like that game Lemmings. Check it out. But do you want to be a leader? Or do you want to live in the land of mediocrity? I'm going to encourage you to show up in a way that is empowering, in a way that you're committed to. Build a business in life, my friend, that's built on your commitments, not your moods. Okay. Hope you enjoyed this training. If there's somebody that you know could hear this message, I'd invite you to share it with them. That would mean a lot to me. For more training to help you perform, persuade, and produce at a higher level, you can go over to davidkesey.com. Until I talk to you next time, my friend, go out there every single day and go find a way to win. I'll talk to you soon.